AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. There's no sign of survivors following the crash of a Russian military plane into the Black Sea. There were 92 people on board that plane that went down shortly after taking off from Sochi. It was carrying members of the Russian Army Choir and a band to a New Year's concert at a military base in Syria. No word on the cause of the crash. President Putin has declared a day of mourning for Monday. Christmas greetings today from Pope Francis.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buon Natale.
From a balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square at the Vatican, the Pope issued his annual Urbi et Orbi blessing. Through an interpreter, he called for peace throughout the world's trouble spots, including Syria.
It is time for weapons to be still forever and the international community to actively seek a negotiated solution so that civil coexistence can be restored in the country.
And he prayed for people who have been affected by terrorism and for the Israelis and Palestinians to resolve their differences. Israel's prime minister is angry because the U.S. did not veto a resolution in the Security Council opposing West Bank settlements.
Israel's prime minister is accusing President Obama of a shameful anti-Israel ambush at the U.N. and says he's looking forward to working with his friend, President-elect Donald Trump. Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel rejects the delusional UN resolution, which demanded an end to Israeli settlement building. It got the green light after the U.S. abstained from voting. Meanwhile, Trump says the decision by the UN to condemn Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem will make it much harder to negotiate peace. He tweeted, "The decision is too bad, but we will get it done anyway." I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A powerful typhoon has slammed into the eastern Philippines. The storm's top winds are nearly 115 miles an hour, with gusts of nearly 160 miles an hour. Power and communications have been knocked out on one of the Philippine islands. There's no report yet of any injuries. This is AP Radio News. Even though members of Congress are on a break until January, plans are already being made by GOP lawmakers on issues that they want to tackle in 2017. Among them is an overhaul of the U.S. tax code.
The plan for a massive overhaul of the nation's tax code comes with one key requisite from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan. It must be revenue neutral. That means no increase to the budget deficit. So for every tax cut, there has to be an offsetting tax increase or budget cut. Work on the tax overhaul should start no later then next spring.
That's AP's Mike Gracia. In an unusual move, Queen Elizabeth today skipped a traditional Christmas Day church service near her estate in northern England. She has a heavy cold and was unable to attend this year. A spokesman for the royal family says she will take part in other family celebrations, and a recorded Christmas message from the Queen will be released later today. President-elect Trump went to midnight services at a church last night near his estate in Florida. President Obama continues his vacation in Hawaii. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.